I feel pretty confident the receiver position will be healthy for the game. Randall was sent home today due to illness. We've got a number of guys that are fighting through it. It's just that time of year here. So, but our doctors feel confident that everybody will be ready for the game.
Where's Jordy Nelson at right now?
I'm hopeful Jordy can practice tomorrow is the goal.
How instrumental has James Jones been in your red zone success, especially
today? Well, I mean, James Jones, you just look at his body of work this year, particularly his ability to score, go up and make the tough catch, has been a primary target in the red zone. You know, it's really a tribute to what he's put into it, you know, each year and being ready for the opportunities. He's been given starter opportunities and he's cashed in. So he has a complete understanding of what we're trying to do, has a great relationship with the quarterback on the field, you know, as far as timing. And, you know, they've been together for a number of years now. So James he's played big for us.
Jordy's ankle injury, is this a new one, the result of the game, or is this just aggravation?
This is ongoing. This is something Jordy's been kind of fighting through.
I know you probably addressed it already this week, but can I talk about what Donald Driver means to this organization? What are the chances that, you know, he'll be in a uniform at all the rest of the season?
Well, Donald Driver, I mean, what he means to this organization is obviously is well documented. I mean, he's had an incredible career, and as far as being inactive, you know, that's never easy for anybody. So our inactives is something we work through during the course of the week, and that decision will be made at the end of the week.
Mike Geron has a personal issue, I think.
Correct.
Do you feel like he'll be back tomorrow?
He should travel today.
Coach, how do you balance at this late time of the year, keep the guys fresh, but still get the good work you need to in these practices as you head up to it?
Well, you know, you have to listen to your strength and conditioning staff, you know, in all aspects of it. We put a lot of time and effort into the nutrition availability and education for our players. You have to listen to your medical staff. So, I mean, this is the time of year that, you know, they need to be fresh. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to wear your team out on a practice field. There have been times earlier in my head coaching career where I may have probably taken too much out of a football team during the course of the week. I'm talking more early season and so forth. So you learn from those experiences, and you have a better feel for what it needs to take to get a team ready. So you just look at all those factors. But A, number one priority is to make sure our guys are fresh for Saturday night.
How important is balance, run and pass, going to be in this game? Obviously, in the season opener, the run game not as effective as you would have liked.
Well, hey, I mean, when you run it, you want to run it. You want to run it good. We need to run it better this time. There's no doubt about it. We did not run the ball very well in week one, so and no different in the passing games. This is an important, the fact that you're going on the road, so it'll be a different environment than we played in the first time we compete against these guys. But you know, we need to play much better than we did the first time.
How comfortable is the offense in the no huddle right now?
I think we're comfortable in the no huddle. You know, it's something that we've invested time in. It's been productive.
Like, how confident are you in your third short offense right now, short yardage offense?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you've been good enough
in that? Well, short yardage offense, I mean, just like all situations, you know, it's kind of a week-to-week thing. You look at it. You look at what you know, we spend a lot of time looking at all the factors involved in that, even more so when you get to crunch time this year. As far as on both sides of the ball, you know, what we're doing and what they're doing. But yes, I have confidence in our plan every week. We'll present that tomorrow to the offense just like we always do. And, you know, we'll spend our appropriate time of, you know, practice on that situation. So.
Has it been any harder with the rotation of all the running backs?
I think any situation you're in, it's continuity obviously helps you, especially in, you know, short yardage situation, goal line. You know, when you're able to build packages, invest a lot of reps in them, because you can go sometimes weeks without being in that situation, and then you can jump into a game and have four of them in one game too. So I mean, that's just kind of way some of those situations go.
With Starks coming back, is there? I mean, the last time he played, he had a pretty big game. Is there a chance that he could contribute here this week, or is kind of Harrison Grant kind of solidified things a bit? You like what
you we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how we played the game, how we're going to run it, who's going to run it, but we'll see how the week goes. We still got more work to do.
What do you see from Niners pass rush that is most concerning?
Well, the 49ers pass rush, I mean, you know, just that, you know, they do a good job with their scheme, you know, the way they play, it's something we're familiar with. They did, you know, anytime you look at a team that's effective rushing a passer, you look at their outside linebackers and their capabilities, you know, physically and so forth, you know, and they actually are able to get pressure from their inside backers, too, who are excellent pressure players. So, and you know, their D tackles, Justin Smith, and, you know, we're preparing for him to play this. Play this week. You know, Ray McDonald's played well against us in the past. So you just, you know, once again, you study the film, you set your scheme, you know, you work the techniques, and you go play.
With some guys like Barclay or Harris step into the role so late in the season with a very limited amount of game experience, is there a little more teaching being done at this point in practice with some of those guys than in years past when you're this deep in the season?
Well, I mean, I think any time you have a younger player that's playing in the game, there's obviously more teaching involved because the experience level isn't there compared to the other players, regardless of its regular season and playoffs. But when these young guys are here around the clock, you know, our coaching staff does an excellent job starting in week one. We have early meetings in the morning with our younger players, so this isn't something that we don't wait till, you know, a guy gets an opportunity to ramp up the meeting time. So they're encouraged to be here on Tuesdays, which most of them, you know, take full advantage of it. So there's a lot of extra time, a lot of one-on-one, you know, teaching that goes on in our program.
Mike, you mentioned that Barclay had his best game last Saturday. I think he said it on Sunday. What has impressed you about him, whether it's his approach or his makeup or his mentality, and how big of a challenge does he face?
Don Barclay, the thing is I'm most impressed about is probably his approach. I mean, he's steady. He's the same guy every day. So I would say his consistency and toughness. You know, he's a tough young man, but he doesn't overreact to things, which is important when you're just starting to play because, you know, sometimes things don't always go the way you think they're going to go. But he's been a very, very steady player for us. You know, he has a great work ethic. But I'd have to say his steadiness and his toughness. I think Jim's done an excellent job with the 49ers. I think his record speaks for itself. Just the year that he had last year. You know, when I look at coaching jobs that have been done in the NFL, just in my time as being a head coach, I mean, you appreciate what the 49ers accomplished last year. You know, you have no off-season program. You know, with the CBA, the lockout, and then to go, you know, all the way to the NFC Championship game. I think that speaks volumes about Jim and his staff, you know, no different. I think of the job that Bruce Arians and, you know, Chuck Pagano, what went on in Indianapolis. You look at those types of situations. I mean, that job that was done in Indianapolis this year and the job that was done in San Francisco last year, I think those are two of the best coaching jobs, in my opinion, that I've seen in my time, just based on all the, you know, the circumstances around those seasons.
Might this be the most challenging two tight end set you see the way they use the locker?
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, their two tight end package is excellent. You know, whether it's two tights, one back, two receivers, two tights, and two backs. So they do, you know, a number of different things. They'll spread you out in those formations. You know, they'll test, you know, test your roles and make sure everything by each call is in place. But they're definitely multiple in what they do, and you know, conceptually able to do everything out of all those different personnel groups. Say it again.
In light of last week, is there any emphasis on scoring off of any turnover chances you might get?
We try to score off of every turnover chance we get. So, it's really something that we emphasize every day. We practice it every day. We have a period, you know, dedicated just to ball security and those type of drills.
Mike, there's a reason that the wide receiver numbers were what they were against Minnesota. But do you need that group to have more production this Saturday as the playoffs go forward in order to keep winning?
Well, I mean, when I look at the perimeter players, I think of points. So, I mean, it's important for us to get points from our perimeter players, and you know, you can put the running backs included there. But you know, our receivers are probably going to have some opportunities come Saturday. But you know, once again, I think football starts up front. I mean, I think the line of scrimmage is going to dictate a lot of what goes on Saturday night.
Finley's hamstring not as bad as maybe first thought on Saturday night. You feel pretty good about him.
I feel good about them. I mean, they really felt good about them since Sunday when they examined them. So I have no reason to believe that he won't be full go.
Not a high concern level with Matthews or Moses?
No, they practiced today. Not a high concern.